ಕಿಶನ ಬಲ್ಲಪ ಗಿರಿಪದ ಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ಬಲ್ಲಪ ಗಿರಿಪದ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂಗನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂಗನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾಪನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾಪನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ಬಲ್ಲಪ ಗಿರಿಪದ ಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನ ಬಲ್ಲಪ ಗಿರಿಪದ ಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾಪನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರಾಪನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ
ಅಸ್ತೋತ್ತರಸುತ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವಿಧಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಜಯೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಪ್ರಾಜ ಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಸ್ತೋತ್ತರಸುತ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಶಿಲ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ನಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸಿಕಹ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿಥಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗಿರಾರ್ ಹರ ಶಿವ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮ್ ಕುಂದ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂದ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಬೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जाए, श्री जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जाए, गंगा माई की जाए, यमुना माई की जाए, भक्ति देवी की जाए, तुलसी देवी की जाए, समवेर भक्त वृंद की जाए, गौ प्रेमानंदी। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Asmiyo loke tabamusmin munibhish tatva darshivi drishta yoga prayuktas cha pungsang Sriya Prasiddhaye Asmi Loke Tavamushmin Muni Bhistatvatarshibhi Drista Yoga Prayaktus Chascha Pongshasreya prasiddhaye Asmi loke tavamushmin Muni bhistatva darshibhi Drista yoga prayuktascha Pongsangsreyan prasiddhaye Asmi loke tavamushmin Muni bhistatva darshibhi Drista yoga prayuktascha Pongsang sreya prasiddhaye
Om Shanti Shreya Prasiddhaye Ladies. Men in this loke duration of life attava or amusmen in the next life munibi by the great sages tattva the truth darshibhi by those who have seen it, drishta, prescribed, yoga, methods, prayukta, applied, cha, also, pungsang, of the people in general, sreya, benefit, prasiddhaye, in the manner of obtaining. The great saint Maitreya continued to address Vidura. My dear Vidura, at that time, after the planet Earth finished her prayers, King Prithu was still not pacified, and his lips trembled in great anger. Although the planet Earth was frightened, she made up her mind and began to speak as follows in order to convince the king. My dear Lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently whatever I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but a learned man takes the essence of knowledge from all places, just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. To benefit all human society, not only in this life, but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conducive to the prosperity of the people in general. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Vedic civilization takes advantage of the perfect knowledge presented in the Vedas and presented by great sages and Brahmins for the benefit of human society. Vedic injunctions are known as Sruti, and the additional supplementary presentations of these principles, as given by the great sages, are known as Smriti. They follow the principles of Vedic instruction. Human society should take advantage of the instructions from both the Sruti and the Smriti. If one wants to advance in spiritual life, he must take these instructions and follow the principles. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says that if one poses himself as advanced in spiritual life, but does not refer to the Srutis and Smritis, he is simply a disturbance in society. One should follow the principles laid down in Srutis and Smritis, not only in one's spiritual life, but in material life as well. As far as human society is concerned, it should follow the Manu Smriti as well, for these laws are given by Manu, the father of mankind. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana-chalakaya chakshurum militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa katam mayam dadati svapatantikam. Vandeham sri guru sri yutha padakamalam sri gurun vaishnavam cha sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita sri vishakanvitamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandhu jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kansana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Namami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama. My dear Lord, please pacify your anger completely and hear patiently whatever I submit before you. Please turn your kind attention to this. I may be very poor, but the learned men take the essence of knowledge from all places. Just as a bumblebee collects honey from each and every flower. To benefit all human society, not only in this life, but in the next, the great seers and sages have prescribed various methods conducive to the prosperity of the people in general. I'm very grateful to be amongst you once again in New Dwarka. My special gratitude to Swavas Prabhu for giving me entrance into this holy place, and to all of you for taking your time to be here this morning. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18. Entitled Prithu Maharaj Milks the Earth Planet, texts number 1 through 3. These verses are very special. It describes what is the nature of a spiritually great person. They are always looking for the essence within everything and extract that essence for the welfare of all living beings. The analogy is given of a bumblebee. Srila Prabhupada describes, even if there was a field filled with rubbish sewage. If there's one flower, the bumblebee will not consider anything else, but go right to that flower. And doesn't even concern himself with the petals or any other part of the flower, but puts all of his focus or her focus right into the essence, the nectar, and collects it, and doesn't just eat it, but brings it back to the hive for the welfare of all the other bees. Contrary is the fly. If there's a beautiful garden with thousands and thousands of scented flowers, but somebody leaves their excrement in one little corner, where will the fly make his pilgrimage? Doesn't care anything for any of the flowers, but just goes right to that contaminated object and drinks the nectar, doesn't share it with anybody else, just enjoys. It is their nature. So human beings, we have free will. By nature's laws, the lower species are programmed, due to their previous karmas, to have a certain nature. You never see a bee, bumblebee, eating what flies eat. And you never see flies sucking nectar from flowers. But human beings have free will. We all have a choice to either be a bee-like person or a fly-like person. Krishna consciousness means to be conscious of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is the most important book for Krishna consciousness. Parikshit Maharaj is the subject matter of how to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. He was always looking for Krishna, searching in everything for Krishna. He didn't see the external appearances. He may have seen it, but he did not show concern for that. He was seeking the essence, even to the extreme. When he was unfairly cursed to die in 7 days, he had no anger toward the child that unfairly cursed him for something that was a very minor offense. It was a mistake he made, a foolish mistake that was caused when he was in a traumatic condition of starving, of thirst. But he was cursed to die. He had no anger. He did not seek vengeance. Why? Because he was looking for Krishna. He was looking for the essence of that situation. Now, what does it mean to look for Krishna? It really means to look for the opportunity to serve Krishna. So he was blissful because he saw Krishna in that situation. Went to the bank of the Ganges and decided to spend the last 7 days of his life in such a qualitative way, absorbed in hearing about Krishna from the great souls. This is a very, very graphic example of looking for the essence, even in the most ghastly condition. And this is how we make spiritual progress, by keeping our focus on the opportunities to learn, to grow, and to come closer to God. As it is said in the Bible, seek and ye shall find. If we're looking, we will find. What we look for, we will find. If like a fly we look for the faults in others, if like a fly we look for opportunities to complain due to the circumstances that have come upon us, we will find unlimited justifications, unlimited subject matter to criticize, to complain, to find fault, to justify going farther from God. But if we're looking for positive opportunities, Krishna will reveal unlimited positive opportunities in every situation. Srila Prabhupada was such an example. Even when so many things were against him, his health, his age, governments, people, he would say that this is the proof that we are bona fide, that Maya is attacking. But Krishna will always be here to help us. When he was attacked in ways that are beyond anybody's ability practically to tolerate, he took it as Maya showing a compliment. That we're doing something so nicely for Krishna that Maya is taking it seriously. How wonderful. And if we just maintain our integrity, maintain the dignity of our purpose in this situation, it's a greater chance to get Krishna's blessing than anything else. And when a great personality finds this essence, not only does he or she want to taste the essence, but wants to share it with others. And in this verse, it is described to benefit all human society, not only in this life, but in the next. A compassionate person will take the essence according to time, place, and circumstance, apply it in such a way that everyone will benefit. Never changes the essence, but presents it according to time, place, and circumstance so that everyone will benefit. In this sense, Mother Earth has just made a big offense to Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj's king is about to punish her. And she's appealing for his mercy by presenting this. But what she is speaking is the truth, and Maharaj Prithu accepts it. In our spiritual lives, actually, anything could ultimately be forgiven. Because whatever sins we create, it's all within the temporary realm of karma. But the mercy of the Supreme Lord and the mercy of the great souls who are empowered with the Lord's love can eradicate any offenses. But like Mother Earth, we must very genuinely and honestly seek that mercy. There are so many examples of this. Jagai and Madhai, they were really criminals. No one in today's world can compete with them. They were Brahmins who had tremendous powers, who were so filled with hate. They hated their own religion. They hated the Brahmins. They hated everybody. And they performed tantric rites to get tremendous powers. And they murdered, killed, drank blood, robbed, stole, not only out of evilness, but out of satanic rituals to gain greater and greater and greater power. That was Jagai and Madai, and they gained it. Untold murders, untold numbers of rapes, always intoxicated. But when they were face to face with Lord Chaitanya's anger, in a similar way to this verse, they realized there's no way out except surrendering. And they surrendered. They begged for mercy. Now the Lord sees our heart. They were genuine. They were sincere. They were actually repentant toward what they had done. And by the Lord's mercy, they were forgiven. They took the holy name, the association of devotees, and became saints. Dina hina yata chilo harina mudari lotara sakshi jagai madhai. This is the power of the association of devotees, and it is the power of the holy name of the Lord. That if we are sincere, if we are honest, the Lord's name can cleanse us of our karmas. The Lord's name could, more important than that, cleanse us from the propensities for selfish, egoistic desires, and awakened our true nature. The nature of Srila Prabhupada's compassion was he saw the potential in everyone. He was looking for it and he saw it. Even if people came to him in abominable conditions, he saw that there's a spark of love of God in the heart of every living being. He fanned that spark. He encouraged that spark. We were speaking with Swavas Prabhu last night. In the beginning days of the Hare Krishna movement, people really had difficult time just hearing and understanding Srila Prabhupada's accent. But because he saw that spark and he had such deep appreciation and love for that little spark that nobody else in the world could see, he awakened. His affection awakened reciprocation. Srila Prabhupada was embodying Krishna's love. Through him, people were experiencing Krishna's love for them. Krishna's love is not like the love of this world that gives us some emotional satisfaction or physical pleasure. Krishna's love awakens the essence of our very soul. The soul awakens when it comes in contact with Krishna's love and naturally wants to reciprocate. So people wanted to hear from Prabhupada simply because they were tasting Krishna's love. They opened their hearts. They heard from him. And when they heard the philosophy, they understood all their questions were being answered. That was Srila Prabhupada's method. because he was always in touch with the essence, Krishna's love. And he was always seeking the potential in everyone's heart to receive that essence. And the presence of the Lord is so powerful. It can carry us above all of our unlimited shortcomings. Humility is an essential quality of a devotee, because factually, daivihesu gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Maya is very powerful. But Krishna is supremely powerful. If we take shelter of the Lord, we can cross over all obstacles. Today is a holy day, so Vasprabhu announced this morning. It is the disappearance day of one such great personality, Narahari Sarakar. I believe you announced that today. Do all of you know about the life of Narahari Sarakar? Please raise your hand if you do, and I might ask you to speak on the subject. Please raise your hand if you do not. So it seems, due to the process of default, I may have to speak on the subject. Much could be said, but you know you sing about him every night during the evening arti. Narahari Adhikari. That during the evening arati of Lord Chaitanya, Brahma, Shiva, the Panchatattva, Narada Muni, they are all participating in this beautiful kirtan. And Narahari, one of the most confidential of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, is fanning the Lord with the chamara, with the yak tail fan. He's a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. He composed beautiful, beautiful songs, which to many Gaudiya Vaishnavas are their heart and soul. In fact, he had a special relation, because Lord Chaitanya, he came to teach by his example in the role of a devotee. And knowing in this age, it will become more and more popular for people to declare themselves to be God, or for people to be striving to realize that I am God, I am the Supreme. He would not ordinarily accept worship as God. He wanted to be identified as a devotee. And if somebody tried to approach him as God, or Vishnu, or Krishna, he would stop his ears with his hands and cry out, "Vishnu, Vishnu, do not contaminate my soul." Mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. We are all part of God. Qualitatively, we are one with God. We are Satchidananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. But quantitatively, God is like the sun and we are like a sun ray. We are apart. We are always subordinate. We are jivera swarupoi krishnera nityadas. In fact, Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami, this was his first principle, that we are all eternally the servants of Krishna. But Narahari would directly compose beautiful songs, worshipping Lord Chaitanya as Krishna, tasting the sweetness of Radha's love. And Lord Chaitanya would not stop his ears. He would listen and agree. So Narahari had a very special relationship. He was from Srikanda, which is a village just about 4 miles from Katwa, in Jaji Gram. Many great persons came from Srikanda. Three in particular I'd like to speak on briefly. In Jagannath Puri, one time Lord Chaitanya met Mukunda Sarakar, his brother Narahari Sarakar, and Mukunda's son Raghunandan. It's a family from Srikanda. Lord Chaitanya was praising the residents of Srikanda. Because when great devotees are from a place, that whole place becomes holy. Lord Chaitanya said, even a dog from Srikanda is worshipable by me. Of course, in America, dogs are worshipable by everyone. But traditionally in India, only dogs from Srikanda are like that. And then Lord Chaitanya said, in Srikanda, it is such a place that is so dear to me and Krishna that even the sweepers of the streets and the keepers of hogs are constantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And actually, we had that experience. Some years ago, we had a yatra with about 1,000 devotees. We went to Ramakeli and Kanai Natashala, then Ekachakra, then Katwa, and then we came down to Srikanda. And we got there at night because we were late. Sometimes that happens in my life. We were late. And it was dark. And it's such a small little village. And you have to go through little pathways, through fields, just to get to that village. And there's no lights. But when the people of Srikanda, the ordinary villagers, found out we were coming, they all came with lanterns. And they lit up the road, and they lined the roads on both sides. And we were doing Harinam Sankirtan, congregational chanting and procession. And they consider the chanting of the holy name to be the descent of God in sound vibration. And those who are chanting are the embodiments of the kirtan. So they were lighting the way. It was a dusty footpath. They were sweeping. It's ordinary. And they don't have brooms like we have. They get on their knees and they sweep. They're brooms without handles. And then other people had water, scented water, that they were sprinkling on the road in front of each person so that the dust would not come into their faces. And there were people with yak-tail fans and with ghee lamps and with peacock fans and flowers, hundreds of people offering aarti to the kirtan party and welcoming us, giving water, giving prasad. They didn't even know us. Such hospitality, such a reception. The devotees' hearts melted. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, this is the quality of the residents of Srikanda. So the Lord, he gave three instructions. He said to Mukunda Sarakar, he said, your duty is to earn material and spiritual wealth. Then he said to Raghunandan, Mukunda's son, your duty is to serve the Lord in the temple. And then he said to Narahari Sarakar, your duty is to live amongst the devotees and spread Krishna's word. Now Srila Prabhupada explains, this is very important. Lord Chaitanya gave equal value to each particular devotee according to their position in society. Mukunda Sarakar was a family man. He had wife, he had children, and he was a doctor. You have to make a living if you have a family, somehow or other. That's the way the world was made. So your duty is to earn material and spiritual wealth. That means while you're making a living, gaining material wealth, you should chant the holy names, associate with devotees, hear about Krishna, live a pious and honest life, Lord Chaitanya said, and utilize what you have for the welfare of others as well. In that way, your material occupation is actually nourishing your spiritual life and so many people around you. As we were speaking the other day, Srila Prabhupada told George Harrison, you don't have to shave your head. You don't have to wear these robes. Just be a beetle. Earn your material wealth, your reputation. But chant Hare Krishna and utilize the wonderful, wonderful gifts that Krishna has given you for the welfare of others. Don't just take, give back. And he did. He made Krishna the subject of so many of his songs. So Mukunda Sarakar was a grihastha, household person, who was encouraged to maintain his family in a nice way, have his own spiritual disciplines, and give Krishna to others. To Raghunandan, he said, serve the Lord in the temple. Maintain the beautiful temple. Worship the deity in a wonderful way. Not only for your own purification, but to attract so many people to come and learn to love the Lord. And to Narahari, for you, don't get involved in all these other things. Just be like a brahmachari. Be in the ashram with the devotees in one sense. And just make the whole world your family. And spread the message of pure love of God. Narahari Thakur took that instruction as his life and soul. And he had some of the most exalted disciples in the history of humanity. Lochan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Mangala, was disciple of Narahari, who wrote the book on his instruction, one of the greatest biographies of the Lord, Chaitanya. Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur were Shiksha disciples of Narahari who worshipped him like their life and soul. Raghunandan was a disciple of Narahari. And how he encouraged Srinivasacharya, one of the greatest saints of our life. He visited Narahari and Narahari Thakur gave him a very, very special instruction. Srinivasacharya had no desire for anything of this world. He simply wanted to taste Krishna, the essence of everything, and share it with the world. That was his only will. He was God intoxicated. And Narahari, one day, in a secret place, he said, Srinivas, your mother's a great devotee, and she wants you to get married. You should get married. In fact, you will get married. Now, for Srinivasacharya, that was not a welcome instruction. But he welcomed it because he trusted this is a great personality. If he's saying I should marry, that is the best way I could serve the Lord. And he married. They had wonderful children. One of his daughters is one of the greatest saints of our Sampradaya. But because it's getting late, I will go to the specific occasion of today, the disappearance of Narahari. After Lord Chaitanya disappeared from this world, many of his associates left to join the Lord in the spiritual world. This material existence had no charm for them. They wanted to reunite with Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes. When the Lord came to this world, he enacted the pastimes of the spiritual world in this world in such a magnanimous way that he was inviting everyone entrance into his eternal pastimes. But when that closing chapter came, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, very soon after, Gadadhar Pandit, Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, they all went back to Godhead to meet the Lord. And the association of devotees is something so precious to another devotee. When Narahari Sarakar heard about all of these great personalities leaving the world, he was longing to meet the Lord again. Of course, he was always with the Lord in his heart, but he wanted to return to his real home. So he went to a secluded place and simply immersed himself in chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Eating, sleeping, all those things he just forgot about. He was so absorbed in remembering the pastimes of the Lord and chanting the holy names of the Lord. In feelings of separation, in that state, he gave up his life. So his dearmost disciple, Raghunandan Thakur, sometime later, on the anniversary of this day, wanted to have a festival. And he invited many personalities, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and one special person who came to grace the occasion was Birachandra, the son of Lord Nityananda. And hundreds of devotees. And Gopal and Krishna Mishra, who were the direct sons of Advaitacharya. Sripati, Sri Nidhi, the brothers of Srivas Thakur. Many great souls and common people. And Raghunanda greeted them so nicely from the very outskirts of the city. He had the whole town there to offer everyone garlands and sandalwood and obeisances and kirtan. Beautiful reception. Everyone's hearts were so pleased. The temple was decorated magnificently, the temple of Lord Chaitanya. That was the deity that was worshipped by Narahari. Everyone was spellbound to see this beautiful darshan. And then Raghunandan, although he was one of the senior most acharyas of all people there, he was a direct personal associate of Lord Chaitanya. Most of the people there were not direct associates of Lord Chaitanya. They were in the next generation. But still, Raghunandan, he took the permission and blessings of his seniors. And then had Srinivasacharya discuss Srimad Bhagavatam for most of the day. And then when evening came, they all gathered in the temple to perform Nam Sankirtan. And Raghunandan personally offered everyone garlands, anointed everyone's limbs with sandalwood paste. Very nice hospitality. Offered everyone such appreciation. If somebody puts a garland on you, just as a formality, it's just flowers. And for someone like me who's allergic to flowers, it's just flowers that you're allergic to. But if somebody comes and offers it as a gesture of being so happy that you're there, then it's patram pushpam palam toyam. Krishna accepts the love in which it's offered. And it's that love that actually makes anything meaningful to a sincere person. My mother used to teach me that lesson. It's the thought that counts. It was a mundane conception, but it has a spiritual application if you understand Prabhupada's teachings. Whether you offered her a diamond ring or a flower out of her own garden that she grew, it really made absolutely no difference. It's the thought that counts. Just the fact that you remember me, just the fact that you appreciate me to give me something, that's what gives you happiness. And when that devotion, that affection, is offered to Krishna or to his devotees, then it spiritually nourishes the very soul. So Raghunandan was offering everyone such hospitality with such love. And all that he was doing was just rituals to express that love. Putting chandan, putting garlands, giving prasad, so many things. And then he asked permission from his seniors to begin the kirtan. And he was one of the best dancers in the world. But before he danced, first he put garlands and sandalwood pulp on every mridanga and every set of kartals. Because for him, the mridanga and kartals are the sacred paraphernalia of the Lord's kirtan. Krishna is not different than his name, and these instruments are the paraphernalia to glorify the name. So with love and devotion and great humility, he worshipped every mridanga and every kartal. Then they began singing. And because of Raghunandan Thakur's great devotion, and he was really doing it all to honor his spiritual master on his disappearance day, it moved the devotees so deeply that as they were chanting the holy names, everyone was feeling immense separation from Lord Chaitanya and all of his associates. They were crying out the names in such feeling that although Lord Chaitanya had disappeared from the world years before with his associates, Lord Chaitanya could not resist this kirtan. Suddenly, all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of devotees found themselves in the presence of Lord Chaitanya, dancing before their very eyes. And he personally went to each and every devotee and consoled them, gave them the feeling of his personal concern and love for them, pacified all of their hearts. Throughout the entire night, then he disappeared. And then again, they were both pacified and agonized. Again, he has left us. But in that separation, they would never forget that gesture of the Lord coming to personally embrace them. I'm always with you. So they performed kirtan, and it was an ecstatic kirtan, and especially Birbhadra, the son of Nityananda Prabhu. He was dancing so ecstatically. The mercy of Nityananda was fully within him. Anybody who saw him dance became intoxicated with love of God. Practically the whole kirtan was just focused on watching him dance. And even atheistic villagers who didn't like devotees and thought this loud chanting was simply a disturbance, they came, because what's going on? What is all this noise? What is all this fuss? When they saw Birbhadra, their hearts erupted with love of God, and they started leaping in the air, dancing and chanting Hare Krishna, never to return. And it was so amazing, this kirtan. There was a blind man who was born blind, never saw the light of day in his whole life, old person. And he was asking, I feel something so extraordinary, what is it? And someone said to him, Birbhadra is dancing. And as soon as he heard the word Birbhadra, he had this longing to see the dance. And he prayed from the core of his heart, I don't want to see anything else in this world, but I want to see this dance. And Birbhadra, in his heart, he heard the prayer of this old man. Suddenly, the old man's eyes opened, and he had perfect, not 20/20 vision. He had transcendental vision. The first thing he ever saw in his life was Birbhadra dancing in ecstasy, looking at him with tears of compassion in his eyes. And the old man just leaped in the air ecstatically, chanting the holy names, watching Birbhadra's beautiful form dancing. And he did not care to ever see anything again. That was enough. How many things do we see every day? But what is our life? But if we could just see the Lord for one moment, there's nothing else we need to see. Our souls are fully enraptured with satisfaction. And when the people saw this old man looking at Lord Birbhadra with tears flowing from his wide open eyes, everyone was so enthusiastic to see, because they all knew him, that the kirtan just was elevated to another level beyond human comprehension. The kirtan continued until Mangal Arati. After Mangal Arati, Raghunandan asked the devotees what you would like me to do now. They said, you could prepare prasad. So now I will begin the class. So he had so much nice, first he had all nice accommodations for every single devotee, and he had arrangements where they can take their bath and they can relax very comfortably, and each devotee he assigned different assistants to serve them. The whole village, he just engaged them in the service of all the guests. It was their greatest honor. And then it came time for the feast in honor of Narahari Sarakar. They cooked a wonderful, wonderful feast. And it was offered to the deity of Lord Chaitanya. And then Raghunandan, along with Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, and other such very great souls, they took the service of serving all the other devotees the prasad.
And Birbhadra, Shikopal, Shipati, Shiniti, these very, very senior devotees, they said to Raghunandan, come sit with us. He said, no, no, I want to serve. I only want to serve. So he was serving and serving and serving. And as he was, he made sure all the serving was going to the guests' full satisfaction. He went alone with a plate of the deity's remnants to the sitting place of Narahari Sarakar. That bhajan kutir, where his Guru Maharaj would chant the holy names in private for many, many years. The place where Narahari Sarakar would instruct Raghunandan in the teachings of Lord Krishna and the method of following those practically in life. It was there at Narahari Sarakar's sitting place that he kept Narahari Thakur's his chair, his little piece of wood that he would sit on, and the little piece of wood he would eat from, and all of his little possessions. And he went there and took the plate and put it on his Guru Maharaj's table and cried in separation from his Guru. He used to every day personally see his Guru Maharaj eat there. But now he was making that offering simply in the memory of his Guru Maharaj. He offered garland. He offered chandan. He offered water to wash his hands and scents. And then he offered the bhoga, the food. And he came outside and closed the door to give his Guru Maharaj, in separation, the time to accept that prasad in privacy. And as he was outside of the door, he wept and wept and wept, feeling the loss of the personal presence of his Gurudev. Then he knocked on the door and opened it. When he came inside, sitting on the seat was Narahari Sarakar in his celestial spiritual body, eating the prasad and smiling at his disciple, blessing his disciple. Raghunandan Thakur, his heart just exploded in ecstasy. Now he was crying in sambhog, in reunion with his Guru Maharaj. He was beyond himself. But rather than just relishing the ecstasy, he was more concerned with his service. That is real bhakti. We're not as concerned with our ecstasy as how we give ecstasy to others. So he served his guru. He brought the water and washed the hands of his guru, then gave him some nice scented chewing spices to eat, then offered him another garland, then offered his obeisances again. And when he got up from his obeisances, the seat was empty again. He was so happy and so sad simultaneously. But then he realized that my service to my guru is serving all the devotees. So he ran back and again started serving all the Vaishnavas prasad, and just kept that whole experience private within his own heart as he served the devotees. And seeing how he was serving his devotee, his Guru Maharaj and all, everyone was so pleased with him. He showered their gratitude, their blessings, their everything upon him. And in this way, in Sri Kanda, the disappearance of Narahari Sarakar was celebrated. On this particular day that we are assembled today. So yes, Narahari Sarakar He was a person who took the essence. And the stories of these great personalities are the living example of the teachings that we read of. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed Mahajano Yena Katha Sapanta, which means there's only one way to actually understand God as He is, by following in the footsteps of the great souls. We have our Bhagavad Gita, we have our Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada has so mercifully given us these books. They tell us everything to attain the highest platform of love of God. But without hearing the wonderful histories of people who live by these principles, how they lived, how they interacted with others, how they overcame obstacles, we really don't know how to apply it to our own life. So let us pray to these great souls that we can also follow in their footsteps to seek the essence of Krishna in every situation and utilize that for the welfare of all others. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Time is finished, yes? Time is finished. What is the proper time to end the class? I forgot to ask.
We're a little over this. Just a question.
No. We're already over. So. Thank you very, very, very much.
Yeah.